Good evening, millionaires, minus 10%. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets. I know. The first official correction in Nifty for the very first time after the COVID crash, right? And what is the correction? So it's said in the markets that if index falls 10% from the recent all-time high, it is officially called correction. Till then, it's not a correction. It's just the market's moving down, right? If the index actually falls 20% from the recent all-time high, it is officially called bear market. And what has happened to Nifty? Nifty today has fallen 10% from the recent all-time high. So it's officially correction in Nifty. And what about Bank Nifty? Bank Nifty is down nearly 18% from the recent all-time high. So just a bit more, Bank Nifty can be in bearish trend, bearish market region zones, right? So that is the kind of bearishness that we are seeing in the market. But as I've been saying over time with us in the community, I've been kind of building a community where we are never affected by this, where we are never concerned by this. I'm not sure how many of you are actually going through that. I mean, speaking about myself, did not lose a single rupee in the complete crash, right? I know there are swing positions in the red, there are long-term holdings which are not showing the kind of gains that they've been showing. But is that a problem? No. The long-term investments, they are in it for the long-term. I'm buying it more. I'm averaging them more. No problems at all. The swing positions, I did book some losses earlier. But overall, if you look into that, if you actually put in a date range and see how my swing is going, it's still in the green. And otherwise, my option selling trades, you know, I don't carry long-term positions exactly for this reason. I mean, when you're selling options, when you're selling it for the long term, when such quick moves happen, talk about this. Nifty is down 900 points in 2 days. Bank Nifty is down 2,600 points in 2 days. If you're in option selling and if you're selling long-term options, I'm not sure. I have no idea how such moves can be managed. I mean, probably you need unlimited money to manage and adjust such trades. And that's exactly that. And these are circumstances where again, I'm kind of proud that I'm a weekly index option seller, and that too intraday at times. Like last week, I was an intraday option seller. I just sold for 1 day. This week as well, I'm not sure if I would be entering tomorrow, or even if not, if I'm not entering tomorrow, maybe I'm just trading on a Wednesday. I might not even carry overnight and I trade on a Thursday, get out, right? So just trading with the trend, making money, booking my profits, hitting my targets, that's it. So again, this is the kind of mentality I'm trying to inculcate here, where you're trading short term according to the trend, making money there, realizing your profits there out of the market, right? That is your income from trading. You generate your income and then you invest that for the long term, and you never worry about your long term investments, whatever happened in the market, right? Easy peasy, I would say. I mean, this is the kind of approach that I want all of you to have in the market. I think looking at the markets today, as a trader, you could have done two things, right? You could have understanding the trade, you could have understanding the trend, you could have gone with the trend, shorted the index, shorted stocks, I don't know, or sell a lot of call options, you could have made a lot of money. Or else like me, you could have stayed away, because for you, the game is the whole week or the whole month to make money. You could do that as well, right? Yeah, I hope you get the whole blueprint really clear here. Yeah. Anyways, I mean, this is that time of the market where you see almost all the media channels, all the YouTubers going out and putting out a video which says, hey, correction in the market. What am I doing? What should you do? Right. All of them are talking about that. I could see when the markets were falling, a lot of them coming out and putting live videos, live sessions, putting out videos, crash in the market, what to do. Right. I mean, to an intelligent investor, to an intelligent trader, things are very simple and clear, is what I believe. And those are the kind of people here, as what I strongly believe, right? So nothing to be worried about, as again, my strong conviction, I've been talking. And again, I know I repeat this a lot, whenever there is a fall in the market, this is exactly what I say, because that's exactly what I do, right? Nothing to be worried about, as yeah. See, Manishin again, I mean, very really coincidental here. I took his chat yesterday as well. So he's saying, my friend who came to the market last week is abusing me, right? I can absolutely feel for them. And even for all of the post-COVID investors and post-COVID traders, they have only seen the euphoria in the market. Market's only going up. You put money into any blue chip stock, you're getting returns. That's the only thing that they've seen. So again, to all of the post-COVID investors and traders, congratulations, you just witnessed your first correction in the market, right? So Embrace it is what I would say. Because you're in this for the long term, I believe you want to stay in the market for the next 30, 40, 50 years. I'm sure you'll see a lot more corrections, a lot more bear markets. So this might just be the beginning, right? Anyway, so no issues, nothing to be worried about. And again, now, let's follow the structure, right? So yeah, let's get right into the show. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. Now again, speaking about the trade ideas that we shared in Live Feed, again, couldn't figure out the trend completely. Three ideas hitting the stop loss and just one hitting the target. So that did not work quite well, right? Let's enter the first segment of the show, markets today. I would start this with, again, the buzz in the market, right? So I was, again, even referring to conventional media as to what's being talked there, right? So Nilesha actually came out there and said, hey, media is over-glorifying stuff when such a fall happens. I'm sure a lot of these new investors and traders, they switch on the TV, they go to multiple YouTubers, watch them to hear about what they have to say. So a lot of bullshit might be talked about in such times, right? Because all of them have to produce content. I hope you understand that. Because these media channels, the YouTubers, they know they will get views if they put out content saying, hey, why did the crash happen? What to do now? So they have to produce content, and bad content can be created then, right? So that's something that you have to be wary about and stay away from, or you have to put a filter on what to follow, what not to follow. But again, the topic of discussion here is why the fall happened, right? I always say, do not focus on the why when the market falls. It's about what you should do when the market falls. And anyways, talking about that, there are a lot of different things being discussed in the market. Omicron worries, first death in the UK, number of cases being doubled in the last 3 days alone. A lot of European countries and African countries being worried about that. What else? The Central Bank of England increasing the interest rates. But I would say it was panic selling, right? I mean, we know price action, the important levels. 17,000, if you remember, had the highest put to buy buildup in Nifty. 17,000. And Bank Nifty, 36,000 had the highest put to buy buildup. It was, in fact, in the money. And 17,000 also kind of in the money, right? It had the highest call buy buildup. Nifty opened with a gap down. Absolute panic in the market. People started selling. And then we know important levels in both Nifty and Bank Nifty. We did discuss about this on Friday. We did discuss about this in yesterday's live. This week analysis article, below 17,000, the levels to watch out for was 16,700. Major level, Fibonacci retracement-based support, price action-based support. 16,700 was taken out, 35,200 days exponential moving average in Bank Nifty, again taken out. Why wouldn't people be in panic, right? Massive panic selling happening in the market, and that taking the market down is what happened today, right? So I would attribute it to panic selling, which is collective action of people. Call it technical correction, call it price action correction. That is what happened in the market today is what I believe. Plus, yes, heavy selling from the FIAs as well. But again, I would call that also the collective action of investors and traders in the active in the market. So which is price action based movement in the market, nothing else. We don't have any other trigger in the market, right? We don't see any large negative trigger. In fact, there were some positive stuff which happened in the market. Like I talked about this yesterday, Reliance Future Group deal, which was supposed to be positive. In fact, Future Group stocks, if you see today, they hit 20% upper circuit today, but Reliance did not move up. So that's again because a lot of people sell in baskets, right? Maybe FIIs, they sell in baskets. So these are Nifty 50 baskets, Bank Nifty baskets, all the index heavyweights are present there, right? So these are the reasons, I believe. Otherwise, nothing major to be talked about Nifty and Bank Nifty today. Nifty down by, I don't know, nearly 1,000 points in 2 days. Bank Nifty down by nearly 2,600 points in 2 days. Good thing to be noted here is, again, very, very sad. I'm very sorry that I couldn't share the screen today. Probably that will be ready by tomorrow, where we can do a chart analysis together. I want you to open the daily chart, daily candles in Nifty. I want you to look into the level 16,380. I wrote about this in today's pre-market report as well. 16,380 is beautifully respected by Nifty earlier for multiple days as a resistance. That was broken, and then Nifty came down and that acted as a support. Today also 16,400 near that range acted as a support. So if Nifty is planning to move down from here, I want you to watch out for 16,400, which respected today, then 16,380 level. So I really want you to check that out. But the point here is 16,400 act as a really good support today. And in Bank Nifty, again, beautiful support at 34,000, which came into effect, which worked today is what we could see. Otherwise, speaking about buzzing sectors, everybody closing in the red. But again, defensive sectors like FMCG and pharma kind of performing better, right? Nifty Pharma closing just 0.35% down, and FMCG closing nearly 1% down. Other sectors are down 3, 4, 5%, right? So I don't know. I'm not going into and nitpicking stocks and sectors, right? Almost all of them are down. But the concern is more in the mid-cap, small-cap industry, where Nifty mid-cap is down 3.84% and Nifty small-cap is down 4.3%, right? 4.3% Nifty small cap. And now if you look into the live viewership, we have nearly 826 people watching today, right? This is exactly what I talked about. I mean, normally we don't have such viewership today. Markets fell so much, so people need to consume content. So be aware of that. There might be a lot of content being created on YouTube, which might be relevant, which might not be relevant. So please, please put that filter on when you listen to people talking, right? You should maintain that level of sanity, sanity, which you should maintain, is what I would say. So yeah, right. I can understand the urge to consume a lot of content, looking into your holdings, in your positions, which might be in the deep red. But I want you to be cautious as well when you consume a lot of content, right? Because market is easy. Let me tell that again. You need not worry about such stuff. These things happen in the market. It's just part of it. You just have to stay safe. You just have to have your blueprint, your framework really clear. Like I always talk about, if that is there, nothing to be worried about is what I would say. Anyways. Yeah, even speaking about buzzing stocks from the day, just three stocks from Nifty 50 in the green, one of which is Cipla, which is up nearly 4%. I hope if you remember, last time also when Nifty fell so much, Cipla was up nearly 5%. But today, again, for one of their specific drugs, they've got US FDA approval. So that's again another reason. HUL again being a defensive stock, I would say, closing in the green, and also Dr. Reddy's. Otherwise, what? Reliance has come back to 2,200 ranges, below 2,300 again. HDFC Bank at 1,425. Amazing valuations to buy HDFC Bank, right? I mean, think about that. It's an opportunity, right? As I always say, I mean, it's a discount sale going on. But make sure that you don't spend all of your money in one go, because what if there is a larger discount sale in the coming days? You never know. Future retail, we already discussed about this. 20% upper circuit. FIIDA activity is still not out. Sure, I'm sure FIS would have sold heavily again. It's still not out is what we can see. Now let's move ahead and speak about what we can expect in the coming days. The next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. Let me say, let's not get into speculating what we can expect in the market in the coming days. Right? Let's let the market decide for itself. Because what we saw in the market today, again, let me reestablish this. This is at least what I think. This is panic selling in the market. There isn't any large event or data or a trigger which is driving the markets now, right? So since it's a collective action which is driving the market, let them drive the market and let the market stabilize, and then let's think about it. But again, speaking about levels from here, before that, let me talk about international markets, where the European markets are down 1%. US futures are also down 1%. Things are not looking that great, but SGX Nifty is slightly up at 16,679. But let's see how the US markets are opening, and if they're falling down again, then we might be seeing a bearish day again tomorrow, right? Looking into OI analysis, call options written everywhere, very less put OI buildup in the market. Largest call OI buildup in Nifty at 17,000, in Bank Nifty at 36,000. Absolutely making sense from where we are at now. Now, speaking about or looking into levels in Nifty, right? I mean, looking or going down 16,400 can, which acted as a support today, it can act as a support in the coming days. I asked as earlier when I said 16,380 is a major level. I'm not sure. Maybe earlier I did say 17,380. I'm not sure, right? It's 16,380. So things happen when Nifty falls 1,000, 2,000 points in a few days. I mean, it might have happened. I'm not sure. Anyways, 16,380 is a really major support for Nifty, as I can see it. And Nifty has its 200 days moving average at 16,300, right? One sec. Yeah, at 16,300 is where the 200 days exponential moving averages. So Bank Nifty has already broken that. So for Nifty, that is still existing there. So let's see if that is being respected in the coming days. So that can act as a support for Nifty, right? Looking back up, we know 16,700 is a major level. It was broken today. So that can act as a resistance. Above that is 16,900. So it's a very large volatile zone in which Nifty is currently. And looking into Bank Nifty, 34,000, which acted as a support today. It is major. It is a very important support. Again, I want you to open Bank Nifty's day candle chart and see how important the level 34,000 is. It's a price action based major support for Bank Nifty. It's also in a daily framework, you also see S1. According to pivot points, standard pivot points, you also find S1 at 34,000. So I hope 34,000 can hold from here, right? Because it is close at 34,439. So if 34,000 in Bank Nifty is broken, plus 16,400 or 16,380 to be very specific is broken in Nifty again, is where we can find more weakness in the market, right? So yeah, not getting into more speculation in the market. I'm just saying that let's see where the market is going. I might not even probably enter into my trades tomorrow. Let the market stabilize, right? Meanwhile, let's find good investment, long-term investment opportunities. I'm sure you have a really good portfolio which you do and in SIP you do. Probably these are times when you can increase your SIP amount. You can do a lump sum investment in the same portfolio that you regularly invest into, right? It can be a mutual fund, it can be a small case, so or a diversified portfolio that you created for yourself. So think about this as an opportunity and make use of it as what I would say. Do not worry about the swing losses you might be seeing. I don't think that is something that you should be majorly worried about. One thing, okay, now let's keep all the stuff apart. Now let me be another content creator who is giving out tips during such a situation. One major thing which I want to say is, when such volatile market happens, you as the trader, from your inside, you might feel that, hey, I understand the trend and let me go with the trend, and you might end up trading aggressively, right? Today, seeing the fall in the market, you might have ended up buying a lot of put options. And what if there is a sudden pullback in the market or your money management is not working out? So seeing such quick moves, I don't want you to fail as a trader. That is the worst thing that you can do right now. Even staying away, it's okay, all okay, but I don't want you to be a trader who is losing money in such a market. I hope you understand the point, right? Seeing the market, seeing Nifty going down, you would have probably shorted futures, bought a put option. I don't know, but maybe at some point market's reversing and that going into loss. Now that is a position I don't want any of you to get into. Everything else is okay. In the long term, everything will work out. So you as a trader shouldn't lose money. Trade aggressively, trade actively, only if you're sure what you're doing, only if you're sure about the trend in the market, only if you're sure you have a really good framework, right? Otherwise, everything will be all right, is what I would say. So that's my only tip to be said. Otherwise, all is well, right? So Mohammed Sharif has a really good point here. No more money to purchase in discount or RD sale, right? So that's again a concern, right? So when I was talking about this with the team, I really thought about it. And when I come out and say that, hey, use this as an opportunity, you're getting stocks at discount, deploy more money, buy more stocks. I mean, how much practical even is that, right? Does everyone have money always to keep buying stocks? So again, thinking about that, that's where I always say you need to have multiple sources of income. You need not become a full-time trader. You can have a job at the side. You can run a business on the side so that you have a steady income coming from some other sources as well, right? But again, if you are a good trader also, you trade well and you generate money. So like last week itself, so my PNL is in, right? I made 1.5%. So that's really good money, right? I can invest that money again this week. So again, so you should have a constant source of income. It can be from active trading. It can be from your job, employment, your business. But when that active source of income is there, you can probably deploy more money, right? Because again, this is how I think normally. From your total income, you might be investing for the long term only a 50% of that. Again, would depend on your income, right? Some might invest 30%, some might invest 50%, some might invest 70%, I don't know. So in a certain circumstance like this, you can probably increase that allocation from your income. If you normally invest only 30% in such a month, in such circumstances, you can invest 60%. Right? That's what I mean when I say that deploy more money, right? Deploy more money than the usual money that you would have deployed, right? Yeah, so Joman Joseph is saying what I was talking about, right? Joman Joseph is saying, Shariq, I failed today. That pullback spoiled me, right? So I understand, right? When the market is trending, the traders, there is adrenaline rush inside traders, and they want to really make use of the opportunity. They go in with really large position sizing. Maybe with the trend, a lot of things, maybe things change all of a sudden and you end up losing a lot more money than you would have ever thought about, right? So please don't get into such situations. I do see a super chat here. Basit Mohammed again, he's asking, do you use dynamic zone indicator? No, Basit, I don't use that indicator. And he's asking me any update. Hey, Basit Mohammed, about the update part, let's keep it outside the stock market show. Let's speak about that over email, right? So I think that would be the best thing to do. So Kishore is saying he's made 172% profit, recovered low. So good to see that. So again, so that's the best thing. Okay, I spoke about the worst thing that you can do, which you, I believe you would probably stay away from. Now, the best thing you can do here is to actually understand the trend and capitalize on that, right? What about shorting Nifty from Friday? What about buying put options and doing it in a beautiful way? That's the best thing that you can do. But as you always say, you need not be the best to win in the stock market, right? You need not be the best and make a 172% profit, 100% profit. No, you just need to play the conservative game. You just have to make 1% a week. And by the end of the year, you're sitting on top of 50% of your capital. Not bad at all, right? So you need not be the best to be the best in the market, right? You just have to play the boring conservative game so that by the end of the year, you can actually be the best in the game. Yeah, cool. Right, so that's it from my side for tonight. It's all okay. Wishing you all the very best. Make sure you use the opportunity in the way we talked about. This is Mr. Adi Shaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.